All right, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Oh, sorry, Gary. You interrupted me. I've been playing on Apple Arcade this new Kairosoft game.
Oh, hey. I like the Kairosoft game.
Mm-hmm. The one game they make.
Yeah, they just keep doing the same thing over with like theming mm-hmm. changes.
Yeah.
You know, but the first one I did was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are some of them where you're doing like placement stuff, like the mall one or the hot spring one. There are some of them where there's like dungeons, almost like an Eid Alert game. There are a few that are different, but largely they have a kind of a consistent ethos. Yeah, I'm satisfy a particular itch for me, but it's podcast life simulator.
Oh, it's like the YouTuber's life simulator, except less popular.
Yep, except it gets much shorter lines at conventions. Oh, sorry, no, it's podcast life story. There we go. Yes, it's whole story. Okay. Yeah. So I've set up, just doing a little bit of role play here. We have, them doing a show that is about making fun of bad games. It consistently gets, reviews from people who don't understand that it's not actually about bad games. It's kind of their fault, but yeah, whatever. But I researched the ability to add like randomization, like how do we pick stuff. So I'm gonna have them randomize it in the game, and maybe that will correspond to something we can play in real life.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds very good.
All right. So I'm gonna start the project for the randomization. We're gonna spend the research points and Game Dev Tycoon.
Oh, all right.
Cool. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. It good. It's good.
Of course it's good. It's
like, what else could it be? Like, no. This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
Welcome to Abject Suffering. The gates are open. Gate one, darkness, the world of demons. Gate two, my guards are watching you. Gate three, only evil lives here. Gate four, there's no way out. Gate five, feel the fire. Gate six, pick up your weapons and fight. 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 And dance with the devil.
I wonder if the video of that performance is still up there. There was,
yeah,
oh god, it has to be. I would at meetings at work, I would put that on and do before, you know, like while we were waiting for the meeting to start, or somebody was late. Meetings. Oh yeah, no,
just, you put it on your car.
I do all of the moves along with it. Yeah. It's my Riddick tape. No, but just do like a YouTube endurance kind of thing. Here you go.
It's very good for that.
Yeah,
it's very funny.
That's good. I was waiting for it to be customized to us, but no, they just did the gates.
No, well, the gates are great. Why must per with perfection?
Yeah. This week we're talking about Game Dev Tycoon. This is a patron demand from David, who says, I can't believe I put 200 or 250 hours into this. Oh, I know. It's designed to be as compulsive as fuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. This is the kind of game where, like, if I started playing this at you know, 9 o'clock after I woke up, like the sun would go down and I wouldn't eat, and people would you know, find me dehydrated, clicking a mouse that was no longer plugged into anything because I fell over.
Yeah, yeah, it's a well-being check in a game for Cole. yeah, it's good. Mm-hmm. You know, it's real good. I prefer Game Dev Story.
Same.
The Kairosoft version of this. I got this on iOS.
Okay.
At some point, it was on sale, and mm-hmm. played it for quite a while.
Yeah.
You know, this is the good stuff. This is fun to me. It is like a step above on Idler. You know, right. Like it is. It's got some Idle stink to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it is fun and compulsive, and the theming matters. Like in those Kairosoft games, I could never get into the hot springs management one.
Yeah.
Like I cannot imagine a less like, hey kids.
Mm-hmm.
thing, the managing your own hot springs resort.
Yeah.
That just feels powerfully lame to me.
The good version of that one with the placement elements is the arcade one, the arcade story.
Yeah, I played that a lot too. That's that and Game Dev Story and Arcade Story are the two of them I played.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like, I mean, I bought like a lot of them, but those are the two of them that, that actually caught me.
Yeah.
You know, and making your own video games,
mm-hmm.
Is like a really compelling thing. And this is real cute. You start off as like a garage dev in the '80s making weird PC stuff.
Yeah. You know, and then the NES comes out and all these portables come out and it kind of tracks the history of games, but with fun, you know, alternate names for what you know is the NES, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's neat. And eventually it gets more complicated. Like after you, get $1 million in the bank, you can rent an office, mm-hmm. and start hiring employees and stuff. That's where it starts getting more complex. You know, and when you're playing, making games, you're like picking the platform, you're picking the genre and you're picking, like kind of subject matter, like the, topic, I guess, is what they call it in this. And, you know, depending on like where the market is at and, you know, does this genre match with this system? Does this topic match with this genre? And also like your levels in different things and what you choose to prioritize during development, that determines how it reviews and what, you know, like what your return is, right? A pretty simple simulation. And anybody who's played Game Dev Story will say, oh my God, this sounds exactly like Game Dev Story. That was the thing that this got razzed about quite a lot. People said like, oh yeah, this is like just a straight up ripoff of Game Dev Story, you know, pretty beloved iOS game, right? You know, and
still a little different. You get weird little blips of, you know, it's kind of got that idle mobile game. Like you get little blips of currencies.
Yeah.
That pop out and stuff. Like it's a little bit different, but it mm-hmm. is pretty similar.
Yeah. And there are like random events that happen in this that kind of don't in the game dev story. And I think that it gets mm-hmm. like this gets more complicated as it goes along as well. Whereas Game Dev Story kind of like caps out at a certain point.
I kind of like that because you can kind of beat Game Dev Story.
I mean, yeah, like you have what? Like, okay, by the year 2000, you need to have this much money, et cetera, in order to.
Yeah, it's a more limited.
Yeah.
You know, experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, you can do that in this as well, but I've said this before, but I'll say it again. The funny thing that I like to do in Game Dev Story is you start off, you know, and one of the early games you can make is Reversi because Reversi is really easy to program. You know, so I always make my first game Reversi, and then you play the game normally, you make all your games and you get to where you're just this unstoppable media juggernaut who can buy advertising on the moon mm-hmm. and stuff. And then I just start putting out volume after volume of games that are about the history of Reversi. And they're all like Call of Duty level sellers because I have the advertising budget. So it's like History of Reversi volume 16. And it just like takes the game world by storm. And it gives me a perverse joy to do that.
Oh my God.
And you can do that in this as well.
Yeah, it's pretty similar in that regard. Something that I don't like is how prescriptive it is about which combinations work and which ones don't.
Yeah. You know, sometimes things sounds like it'll like really slap.
Yeah.
And it kind of doesn't.
You know, or just like I don't like that there is a definitive right answer. You know, like I think that I would like to think that there would be some kind of like reward for novelty, or you could make it a better fit by developing games that were technically competent, but not well received at first. You know,
well, it'd be cool too if you could like influence the market. Like you made a thing and then you did it, and because it reviewed well, that actually changed the taste.
Yeah. Or like if I develop enough games for the, you know, for the Game Gear, does that make its market share stay up and like influence when the other competition comes out? Right.
100%. Like it's not like the Game Boy was a good system and a better system than the Game Gear, mm-hmm. but software was like 70% of that battle.
Yes.
There are no must-play games on the Game Gear. There's worse Sonics. You know, like, right. There's not. There's really nothing that like is a killer app for the Game Gear.
Mm-hmm.
So, I agree. I think that would be really cool. It's almost like that level of complication is not welcome or necessary for the audience of this kind of game, though, because this is Like, it doesn't really play like an idler as much as it just kind of scratches the same numbers go up.
Yeah.
Itch.
Yeah.
You know, like it is a meritocracy simulator, numbers go up kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, designed to be compulsive. So like having that kind of complexity, it would be really cool in theory, but I think that it would end up being kind of like pearls before swine in terms of the audience for this game. That includes me. Like, I'm swine. Right. You know, I'm not trying to call anybody out. Like,
No. Yeah, it's you know, it was one of those things that I ran into. Like, I had to stop myself from playing this because I had other stuff to do today, right? Yeah. I just like yeah, I could just kind of sit here and play this forever, kind of like back when I was in college, and I guess it was after college that I got this. God, time is weird. You know, back when Game Dev Story came out, I lost a day to it. I lost a whole weekend to it, actually, just laying there compulsively. Like, it takes like 4 minutes to develop a game in this, if that.
Yeah.
Right. You're just cranking them out and then iterating on it and then getting new. It's a really, really well designed loop. So like, this is good enough for me. Right. It suffices. However, I was disappointed that it hewed so closely to Game Dev Story. The shift to a bigger to a bigger platform. You know, because this was originally made for PC, made me expect that, like, okay, like the core of this is probably going to be the same, but there's going to be, you know, something more simple, you know, something more added to it. There's the simulation's going to get a little bit better. And yeah. I'm, you know, currently like looking like, is there something that is, if you liked this, but want more, or are you going to see this? And instead, one of the top results for like just game developer simulation game is a YouTube video that has the wonderful title of "I developed games that would get me arrested repeatedly." Yeah. It just, somebody doing goofy stuff in Game Dev Story. Yeah,
it's interesting. I always feel my heart goes out to some fans of certain genres where things, you know, adequate ends up being enough for a lot of parts of them. Like, there's a dream version of there out there, but it just isn't demanded, so it doesn't happen. You know?
Yeah. No, it's God, I'm looking at there's a list on thegamer.com.
That website is wretched, by the way. It shows, they have amazing SEO.
Okay.
So it shows up all the time.
Okay.
When I am like searching for something, and their stuff is really like, it didn't show up until I started looking at things about games I actually knew.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, they're wrong about everything. Like, their Darkest Dungeon stuff is absolute bullshit. Their Darkest Dungeon 2 stuff is bullshit. Their Fel Seal stuff is bullshit. Like, I was like, are there any classes in Fel Seal that are like a trap?
Okay.
You know? And I looked it up, and like, their list is, it's factually wrong, like all over the place.
Oh no.
So anyway, go ahead. I just wanted to do a little reverse commercial for that horrible website.
Yeah. Yeah. This is, this is not an endorsement. That should, stand to reason, because look this up. Okay. So 10 games you need to play if you like Game Dev Tycoon. This was done in like the summer of 2021. So timely, but like going up here, they say like 2 Point Hospital. That's a good game. Prison Architect. I love that game. PC Building Simulator. I don't see how it tracks. We get up number 3, Game Dev Story.
That's very funny. I suppose somebody probably got into this the opposite way.
Yeah, maybe.
You know,
yeah.
Got into Game Dev Tycoon and didn't know about. Mm-hmm. Like, I could see that. Like, the same way people played Final Fantasy, you know, Tactics and don't know about Tactics Ogre.
Yes. Yeah.
You know.
Number 1 here is one that I'm kind of interested in. It's called Mad Games Tycoon, which looks to be a little bit more like a 2 Point Hospital, you know, a bit more of a robust simulation. It's in early access, but I'm curious because I don't know. It's the choice is either falling deeper into this thing, or getting into something that's a little bit more challenging while, being slightly less compulsive, which I think would be better for my state of mind.
Yeah. We're playing a non-compulsive.
Yeah.
Addictive game, like a video game with an end and everything. You know, I have three things I want to chat about at this game.
Real quick.
Go through in order. One, before I played this, the thing I knew about this and I thought was the Doki Doki factor on this, I wanted to see if this is your tracks with you as well, is that this game has very famous anti-piracy.
I love that. Yeah.
It's very cute. In this game, it got a lot of press for this. If you have a cracked copy of it, your companies will go bankrupt due to piracy.
Yeah.
Your game dev will also have that same problem.
Yes. You know, just you just like, lose money rapidly. Your sales don't go up. There's no way to succeed. When that is set in, and like the cherry on top. And I think what makes this a story, like that is a clever, that is a clever thing, but what makes this a story is that people went on to, message boards and like filed support tickets and stuff saying, hey, I can't win this game. Pirates keep stealing my shit. And it's like, okay. Huh. You didn't internalize that.
Yeah. Pretty cute.
Yeah.
You know, pretty cute, good little move there.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing I want to mention is that on GameFAQs, in the games you may also like, it starts with it's pretty normal. Like there's a Pizza Frenzy game, there's Lula the Sexy Empire, which is an erotica simulator.
Okay.
Business erotica simulator. But the one that's the most fascinating to me is called Ellie's Farm: Forest Fires.
What?
When life gets you down, a writer like you needs a change of scenery. The Northern Woods are a perfect place for a ... But the subtitle of this game is Forest Fires.
Have you considered arson?
Yeah. Beautiful views. But when your new home has faced plenty of challenges recently, from increasing forest fires, local wildlife falling sick, and a mismanaged economy in decline, there's plenty a newcomer like you can help with. I'm like, man, do I need to sponsor your Vanity Pick at Ellie's Farm Forest Fires?
I mean, there'd be worse things to do.
It's brand new. It came out. It's a Big Fish game. So we've gone down the Big Fish thing before.
Yeah.
It just came out January of this year. It's just a very funny subtitle for that game to me. And the art is very funny. Like it's very cheerful font, and Ellie's like, this cute little farm girl, and then just like forest fires. Like,
I like that quite a bit. I need to find this. It took me forever to find the tab where this was at. Oh, look at that. Yeah,
the Google search for Ellie's Farm Forest Fires is half screenshots from this game, half actual apocalyptic images from recent the last few years of forest fires.
From Ellie's actual farm claimed.
Yeah, Ellie's farm and the body count. the charred, charcoal ridden corpses.
Yeah.
Of Ellie and her family.
So many horse skeletons.
Yeah. It's like demon souls up in this shit. So that's very funny. And then the third thing is there's a message board entry where somebody says, why not just actually go make a game?
And it's
really infuriating.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself, Plasma Wisp.
I haven't heard that gem since
the Guitar Hero days.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And yeah. Hey, guess what, fuckwit? I did. I played Guitar Hero like that. I learned how to play goddamn guitar. You happy? No, you're never going to be happy because you're the kind of person who would say that bullshit. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I mean, they're very different things.
Different. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't just make a game because one of them is designed to be a game and fun, and one of them is a lot of work.
Then
I don't necessarily learn how to play guitar because it's a lot more complicated than playing Guitar Hero, which is a game.
Yeah, which is fun. I can pick up Guitar Hero and play it for like a half an hour and have like a really good experience. The first couple of years of learning to play guitar, it's a lot.
Michael Road is boat. Like that's what learning to play a guitar is, whereas playing Guitar Hero just automatically instantly cool.
Uh-huh. It feels good.
You know?
And you know what? Learning to play a guitar, learning to play an instrument feels good, right?
But it's satisfying. But very different. Like what is this Starman shit? You know?
Yeah. Oh, just like, why don't you go develop an actual game? I don't know, man. Probably because different skills, you know? Yeah.
There's a lot of drama in that message board post from
this guy. I didn't see this at all.
Yeah, you gotta have them scanning eyes. Initially, somebody you're rightly is like, because not everybody wants a career in making games. Keep your ego to yourself, which is good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, And then, you know, somebody's like, oh, if you like, do you go on Call of Duty boards and say, why don't you just join the army? You know, that's good. And then Lord Zoo comes back defending the OP.
Okay.
One can't learn how to make a good game in 6 hours any more than you can write a good book or organize a good movie. That's a really weird. Write a good song or draw a good picture in 6 hours. And then he's got a signature that says James and Adriana Ruglia : Balmung. And somebody responds to that and says, your SIG is fabricated garbage. Keep it off GameFAQs. I have no idea what's going on. Like, it takes this weird switch about, James and Adriana Rugula : Balmung. I don't know what the fuck that is. Oh, that's a Star Wars ship.
Oh, okay. Ugh, man.
I love it. Yeah. Your Star Wars shit is fabricated garbage. Keep it off GameFAQs. This is, we don't tolerate that kind of stuff here.
This is a sacred temple.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Your SIG is fabricated garbage. Wow.
Yeah, it's very bizarre. You can also write a good song in 6 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what organize a good movie means.
I mean, but, like, being a director is often about management and planning.
It's just a bizarre way to say that.
Gosh, it's like, I fucking hate that. It's a little bit like
the OP responds again a little bit later. Sorry, I didn't want to
no please it.
I did mention I never played the game. I assumed it would be similar to creating the framework for a game. Any regular hoe can grab an engine and make a game. This game is completely different. It's an office simulator. What is it? Any regular hoe can grab an engine and make a game?
Are you season 5 Hank Venture? What the fuck are you?
Jesus Christ, Plasma Whip 1713? The Plasma Wisp? Any regular hoe.
He also spells home like it's the farm implement.
Yeah, it's very bizarre. It's very confusing GameFAQ fight going on here.
Oh, God, it's so good. Plasma Wisp show up again? No.
I'm looking to see whether he continued the fight.
I'm not seeing him come back.
Yeah.
And it's also Plasma Wisp. It's you know, this is something last year I was doing some daytime streams. I'd like to start them back up again, but time, etc. But I like those weird, you know, weird simulator games, you know, janky stuff. And I was streaming like Power Washer Simulator, and I was streaming I streamed a demo of Lawnmower Simulator, where like you're running a lawnmower business, right? And you're riding a lawnmower around, and people are like, oh man, this just reminds me that I've got lawns to mow at home, or like, why would somebody use a power washer? And it's
I want to go on the yard work simulator.
And like the whole thing, like I'm playing these because they're dumb, but also if you play Power Wash Simulator and don't get the satisfaction out of taking that thing from grimy to clean, just at a basic level, I can't relate to you, but B, like, I don't know, like it's begging the question in like the purely logical sense, you know, to a certain degree. There is a game about it because somebody thought it was fun, and people are liking it because they're having fun playing it.
Yeah. There's a certain level of like, I find conceptual simple carb that is hard to grasp onto, you know, like, and everybody has their own line, like with everything. Like,
yeah,
I can understand a power wash simulator in a way I cannot understand an idle game.
Right.
Even though I understand, like, as I've been told many, many a time, like there are idle games with rich, complicated mechanics, the framework of number go up is just never going to be good enough for me.
Right.
But I also don't go to those people and be like, why would you do that instead of making your bank account go up? I might say, like, why aren't you that what I'm getting at is that level of video game engagement is not interesting to me.
Yes.
I need a higher level of engagement than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, which is a starter. Like, that's at least like it's not an argument, but it's an articulation of a difference of taste.
Yes.
you know, as opposed to why don't you just do the real version of this, which is a non-starter.
Yeah.
Dumb argument.
And then it's also, I do mow my lawn. I do power wash.
Yeah. It's not, like, it's not either or.
Yeah. You know? Like, yeah. I'm on my lawn every week. I power wash once in the spring and then once before winter. Like it just happens, you know?
It depends on, like, some people just play video games for different reasons.
True. Yeah.
You know, it's like the people who, like, you know, the Dark Souls argument where it's like, I only get to play video games for an hour or so a day. I want to win when I'm doing it.
Right.
You know, and then they play Destiny or whatever.
Yeah.
They play looter shooters and stuff like that. Like I get it. It's just, it doesn't end up being as interesting a conversation.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same when I talk to, you know, when the Unending, JRPG discussion in the Slack, like, and people talk about grinding and finding it really relaxing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that makes me feel like my skeleton's going to jump out of my body.
Mm-hmm.
Like I get so bored and angry when I watch that little, like, you know, if I'm playing a game and then the music sting pops up and I do the animation of everyone taking their places to battle, to stand, you know, take turns staying there and just hitting each other in the face.
Yeah.
It makes me want to go outside and learn to play football.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather be doing anything else, but it for some people it's very relaxing.
Yeah,
you know, so for some folk it's just very exciting, and like they can fill in and be like, oh, this is awesome, this is a duel to the death, and just buy into the fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I can't do.
Yeah. So but also I don't like walk up to them and say, why don't you play something more exciting instead?
yeah, it's interesting to me why it's not exciting to me.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't bother me that people, you know, play Dragon Quest XI.
Yeah, it is not for me to confront somebody about. And Plasma was going on to this board to start shit, you know, or somebody like trying to dismiss all of video games by dismissing Guitar Hero because you could just learn to play guitar and, you know, actually go and like make friends and get laid. And it's like, fuck everything about this.
I could,
you
know, but they're just very different things.
So, yeah.
It's pretty silly.
Yep.
Yeah. And, what a dick.
Yeah. Don't like that. Don't like it one bit.
No, don't like that the idea of that.
Yeah. I really shouldn't have fired this up though, because the management sim thing.
Yeah. You can't get away from it.
Nope.
No. So for me, it is an appetite thing, which I'm thankful for. Like, I like that I dig it, and I like that I can let it go.
Yeah. Looking forward to that 2-point campus. I think that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's for me, it's also interesting, like, again, in just exploring yourself kind of way, the way that management stuff works for me, the degree to which I'm into it, because I'm a fan, I'm just not a core level fan
right
of it. So the theming ends up really mattering.
Yep.
To me, like, it has to actually get me into it. So like the reason I have not played 2-point hospital or 2-point campus, or I'm not super psyched for 2-point campus, even though I'm like fine with them, you know, I have nothing against them, is I just don't care that much about running a hospital or running a campus.
Right.
You know, I want to run something cool.
I can play a Planet Coaster and run and design an amusement park. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you could do something. I could do something really neat like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they need to make, man? Haunted house.
Oh shit.
Simulator. Can you imagine?
Mm.
And then you get to go through it in first person.
Oh God. Has a
did
VR.
We just invent the best game of all time?
We did. Shit. To Game Dev Simulator.
Yeah. TM.
Backspace.
Quick call. Put this on a USB drive and mail it to us.
Haunted House Designer Simulator video game. Sorry to make people hear me Google. I need to know if this is if this is for real. There
it's
is
one of the best ideas I've ever had.
Oh, it's really good. There's an early access game. No, it's not even out yet. You can add it to your wish list, called Fear Factory. Management, building, horror, strategy are the tags. Scare, terrify, and thrill guests as you build the haunted house of your nightmares. Design and customize your creations with incredible detail to scare your guests or risk losing it all in this tycoon/tower defense hybrid.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God somebody's doing it. But it took this long? Man, there should be like a PlayStation, I guess, like a there should be like a PlayStation 1 Tecmo's Deception, like,
mm-hmm. like a,
this, but that plays well.
okay. So like a kid themed Tecmo's Deception. So it's not about like weird torture stuff where you're designing the, where you're designing the, you know, the traps, you know, the fear traps, and kids are coming through it. And also it plays well.
Yeah. Even though I'm very excited for that. And what you just mentioned. Imagine if it goes all the way into the simulation stuff, like down to like hiring teens.
Oh God. I imagine you have to hire teens. Different locations include backyard haunt, the forest, the old factory, abandoned schoolhouse, circus, closed hospital, blighted commercial plaza, abandoned amusement park, and more. This sounds like it's going to fucking own.
We gotta fast track that onto the show or something. Like, it's, I mean, it, you know, it could end up being bullshit.
True. Yeah.
You know, because you know, we don't know, but it's just in terms of a pitch. There's Elden Ring.
Friendship ended with FromSoft. there's also let's see. There are a couple more. We have Machia Villain. Is the haunted house sim we've been waiting for. It kind of looks like a hyper stylized 2D art style kind of thing. Machia Villain.
What a horrible name.
Yeah. And then there's also, it's like, that's just a game engine kind of thing, like a Garry's Mod kind of deal. There are at least a couple of these.
Machiavellian villain has a 2.9 on GOG, the most generous like review site of all time. So
yeah,
I'm gonna go ahead and make a guess that that's not very good.
No,
it also has, it looks like Don't Starve, like this art bit. Is not appealing to me.
Yeah, kind of has a few of those. It's a little bit like I saw on that again, like six second Steam trailer kind of thing. Saw a a game called Hell Architect released, and I was like, hot damn, I've wanted that for, you know, like that's a really cool idea. Like you design a hell and you get your tortures and stuff and set it up, like, you know, keep the souls from escaping or whatever. Could be super neat. And it turns out it's like this weird little like side scrolling, like not side scrolling but side view, where you're also doing like mining to get at certain resources and building on top of it and stuff. And it's just like, it just doesn't scratch the itch at all. And it was early access, so maybe it maybe they shored it up, but there were like foundational, like there are problems in the bones of what I downloaded and played. So
that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I think for the haunted house simulator, I think that it's really pretty important that I go through it in first person.
Yeah.
At the end.
It's got to be good on my end or no fucking deal.
Yeah, there are no deal. It's got to be quality. Quality on my end. Oh boy, I miss haunted houses so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate this pandemic.
Will they ever come back?
I hate it so goddamn much.
I think that's about time. We've been really on topic this episode. Good for us.
This has been an on topic zone. So yeah, happy to be it. Mm-hmm. Thanks everybody for listening. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Oh.
Yeah.
What else? Anything else? Patreon.com/DuckFeedTV.
Yeah. Ratings and reviews on iTunes or whatever podcast directory you get us from. If they happen to have, reviews, they help us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We like that. Nobody, no podcaster knows what it does. And if they say they do, they're lying.
Mm-hmm.
We just know it is good, but we do not know how.
It is a machine that we must worship and force you to worship with us.
Yes, it is under duress. But other than that, it's still worth doing. Mm-hmm. And then telling your friends and stuff like that.
Of course.
Also very good.
Yeah. Yeah. And until next time. I know, I got nothing. We were so on topic.
Thread, man.
What's up?
Are you not doing this? Is it put up your thread?
Yeah.
Do your outros.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah. It's just a tweet. You can. It's not hard. You can do it.